You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
And on the line this morning, we have got the wonderful Hannah Everingham, who has a wonderful new album out, Siempre Tiene Flores, which I'm not sure my pronunciation is fantastic on, Hannah, but congrats on a beautiful record.
Aw, thanks, Rachel.
How do you say it properly? Please give me a proper hoon on it.
Along those lines, Siempre Tiene Flores.
Much nicer. Hey, congrats. This has been a really special release. People have been loving it. We've been thrashing the heck out of it here. And it's quite a special release for you too, because it's got a lot of quite personally felt songs across it. It's also got songs in both English and in Spanish. And it's been a wee time sort of cooking up for you. How are you feeling now it's out in the world?
Yeah, it's funny because my first album that I released in 2022 kind of was something that I wasn't focused on releasing in any, releasing with any focused goal or something out of it. I just wanted to share that first record of mine as, you know, some kind of starting place. Whereas this record, it was like, it's just fun. Like, I find it more fun to talk about. I find it more fun to share the songs, and it's kind of got a lightness in it, although it's also kind of heavy in its own way. But I think it's just it's been really fun to share it and talk about it and play the songs. What? And also make music videos.
Yeah, totally, that's a whole other world to unlock. What do you think has made it more fun for you this time? What's kind of unlocked that?
Definitely just the music, I think. Or maybe my approach has changed and grown, and I've gotten a clearer idea of what I want to do, and all of those things kind of combine to make the process more enjoyable.
Yeah, totally. Has it sort of been something that you've wanted to do for a while, putting some Spanish language songs in there as well? Where does that kind of tap into your writing process for you? What's that kind of about?
Yeah, it's kind of funny actually, because I haven't really been writing in Spanish like recently in the last year much at all. I mean, bits and bobs, but nothing like this album kind of happened in a way that I just started as an exploration, because I speak Spanish, not super fantastically, but enough that I feel like I have an expression in Spanish. And it's just started as a way for me to like access a different kind of song when I was writing in Spanish. And so, yeah, all these songs just happened in 2022. Must have been the mood.
Something in the air at that time or something.
Something in the stars. I don't know.
Yeah. So do you have Spanish heritage, Hannah, or is this a language that you've learnt in a different capacity? How's that kind of come into your songwriting?
Yeah, it's just been a language that I learnt when I studied. I spent a lot of time hanging around people who also spoke Spanish. And I mean, it's a very widely spoken language as well. So it ended up being, when I studied, I studied Spanish at UC, and it just fell into being something natural for me to do and feel connected with. There's something like when you speak another language, you really like, there's this saying, you know, you have another soul, but you know, I don't know if it's another soul or, but you do, you, there's just another you that exists with these different words.
Totally.
Yeah.
Do you feel like it unlocks a different part of yourself? I mean, that different soul thing, I've heard people say that as well, but do you think it unlocks a different part of yourself writing in another language? Does it free you up in a new way, perhaps?
Yeah, I think that was really largely where a lot of this album came from, was like wanting to feel different, or just wanting to access a different kind of me in the songs that I was writing. And the language definitely opened up doors for that, I think. It felt natural for me to be able to achieve what ended up happening with the song.
Yeah, and it feels very natural in the way that this record's been built, the jumping between the two languages. It you know, as someone who can't speak Spanish, but, you know, it does have a very strong through line as an album. When you're sort of looking at, you know, 2022 as a year that these songs kind of came out for you, with a wee bit of distance now and with this record out there packaged and ready for other people to sort of approach, have you noticed any themes or ideas or maybe overarching vibes that you perhaps didn't see at the time? Is there something that's kind of struck you in this retrospect now?
Yeah, I think part of it was the first record I made, and that's quite intense to make your first record and, you know, all of this stuff. You just don't even know what's going on. You're like just making an album, and you're sort of committed to this thing, and you don't know what's going to happen when you get the end result, really, like going into it. And with this record that's coming out, or that just came out, I definitely had a more, like, was more confident in what I was doing, more relaxed, because I knew the process more familiar, like in a more familiar way. And also the team I was working with, like Thomas Espista, who recorded and mixed it, we'd already worked on a record together, so we had a sort of like relationship that meant I was a bit more like, it wasn't totally foreign ground.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
There's something lovely about knowing you don't have to start totally from scratch and working out how you communicate with somebody else about what you're trying to achieve, perhaps, and what you're trying to say or make or sound like.
Yeah, that's really funny too, because someone asked Mike the other day, who Mike's the bass player who I often play with, and he plays double bass on this record, and Doug Brush plays percussion. And actually, the three of us had never played music together before these recording sessions.
True.
We all knew of each other, and like we all knew that we were friends in a way, but we had never really played music together. So it's kind of also interesting on that level of, you're always going to capture something interesting when you put people together.
Yeah.
And make sounds.
Yeah, absolutely. I wanted to ask you about the album title, because it translates to mean always have flowers. Why that phrase? What's kind of significant or interesting to you about that as a concept?
Yeah, I think it was it's sort of a hopeful thought.
Mm.
The idea of always having something, just, or it could even be like, you know, it's not really, he always has flowers. It's like, what does that mean? But generally it makes me feel nice.
Yeah.
And when I think of album titles, it's like, has to just be a feeling that works. I've tried different things in the past, but it's like, no, it's got to be something that feels, pleasant to hear.
Yeah, totally. And that's a really important thing to, I think, be able to feel and understand in your music, is if it feels right, maybe that is it. Maybe it's right. It doesn't need to have too much more to it than that. But I like that idea of it being hopeful and having something that's sort of living and carries through. And I find that really lovely about this record. And you're heading off on tour, Hannah, which is very exciting, playing a bunch of lovely, lovely locations, actually. You are going to be in Otipoti, Omarama, Featherston, Pōneki, up here in Tāmaki at Frieda's, and you're going to be playing in Ōhineho as well. Who are you going to be playing with? Because you have just announced this morning. Who's heading out on tour with you?
Yes, I thought it would be fun when you say you're going to announce something for it to be like the real deal, you know, do it on the radio.
Yeah, go on then. Who's heading on the road with you, Hannah?
So for my two southern shows, I have a friend, Hester Uliart, who's a great poet, who's going to come along and do some spoken word or poetry. I'm not really sure what she's going to do, really, but she's going to do some reading before I play, which is going to be really fun. And then at Vogelmorn, I have a friend, Admiral Drowsy, who has just released a record this year as well called Industrial Consistency. And that's a really beautiful record, and he's going to come with me to Wellington and play for that show, which will be super cool.
Lovely.
Yeah. And then jumping up to Tāmaki, Christian from the band Awning.
Awesome.
Is going to be, playing like a solo opening thing. And in Littleton, Oscar, who is the singer in Soaked Oats, is going to be opening the show.
What a nice collection of people you've got hitting on the road with you. That's really lovely. And lots of different ideas and sounds that they're tapping into too. So I'm sure it'll be really exciting for you to get to experience that on your tour as well.
I really, like with most of these artists, I love what they do. And I also have no idea what they might do playing solo or what they, you know, what might happen. So that's going to be fun. I'm excited.
I'm excited too. Really excited that you've got Christian of Awning playing with you here in Tāmaki. Sunday the 28th of April, Frieda Margolies is where you can catch Hannah, who we're speaking to, Hannah Everingham, celebrating her new album, Siempre Tiene Flores. Thank you so much, Hannah, for speaking with us. We're going to listen to Maria this morning. I hope you have a great day and we'll see you in a month's time here in Tāmaki Makaurau.
Awesome. Thanks, Rachel.
All right. Cheers.
See you later.
Conoces mi vecina, ella es la mujer que se casa cada mes, siempre tiene flores y 40 divorcios, ella ya tiene, pero mucha alegría. Tiene también, porque cuando conoce a alguien, alguien que se ve bien, dice, cásate conmigo, cásate esta mes, nos casemos pronto, no preocupes. Cada mes mi vecina, cuando le apetece, da una gran fiesta y todos vienen, los divorciados, los niños, el sacerdote, todos vemos. Dice, cásate conmigo, cásate esta mes, nos casemos pronto, no preocupate, party. Everybody casate esta mes. Nos casemos pronto antes de que te pierda.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.